Anne Northcliffe, an engineering educator, active education researcher, providing for Andrew Middleton my reflections on using audio feedback and more recent approaches to audio feedback. I give this audio recording freely and to be used appropriately for research purposes. So in 2006, I developed an audio feedback approach used both in class with students recording our assessment feedback, formative assessment feedback sessions with the rubrics on their work. And so both me asking questions, students responding, and using and talking that through as feedback. No more than probably a 4 to 7 minute session. I then continue to use audio feedback to provide short, sharp, 2 to 4 minutes feedback on employability development for students. The rationale for using this approach, I used to have over 250 assessments and that I needed to turn around in a 7 day period, and doing audio feedback was the only method I could find that I could do this fast and efficiently and provide the depth of feedback that students needed to support them moving forward in preparing themselves for placements. I would take the piece of work, have a photograph of the student in front of me from the class list, and as I read through the feedback on auto pause, I provided my reflections and feedback on their work and where their subsequent grade would fit on the assessment rubrics, and the student would receive back as an email the audio feedback and in class the assessment rubrics. More recently, the developments I've done in audio feedback has been a group academic approach. This came about by accident. We were in my office reflecting on each student's submission. We were discussing collectively each assessment submission, and I was writing it up as scribe on assessment rubrics, all the written feedback. We got to about the 14th person and I kind of went, why are we doing this when we're audio talking about the feedback for the student, and then I'm writing it up post that conversation. This is not time efficient, it's not capturing everybody's contribution in the right way of feedback. So I went and dug my audio recorder out. So by placing what we essentially do is have a quick discussion, a lot shorter than we have been doing, and then I press audio record, and we order each of us, there's three academics involved in this module, each of us provided a short audio feedback against this assessment rubric. So we contributed, each of us took responsibility to look at different sections of the assessment rubrics and provide audio feedback in that one file. The interesting observation that I made, I was working with two male academic engineering colleagues, was that when we had the discussion prior to the audio recording device on, my colleagues were quite negative in their feedback, quite strong in their feedback approach. The moment that we switched on the audio recorder, their comments changed in tone and style, as if the student was actually in the room receiving that feedback. So it was encouraging, it was highlighting what we liked, areas for improvement, you know, what to take forward and what we expect and see in the future, and to take on board this feedback in applying it in the future. If there was any criticality, it was backed up with what they could do to resolve that problem in future. So it was all more encouraging, and it was very different style and tone to what we'd been writing up in feedback previously, when we would have that verbal conversation, which was a lot more critical in a negative sense, and that was being reflected in the written text. When we changed it into a more audio format and the files ended up no more than about 4 minutes each, it made our marking all this assessment more efficient. And by in fact locking us in the office anyway, we managed to do the marking over a 2.5 day period, but they weren't full 2 days. And in actual fact, one session carried on in a couple of hours in the afternoon between my two male colleagues because I got to go to meetings, and they handled it, and the files were consistent. I was able to upload, unfortunately all the files were recorded as AirFax, but I found a tool online. I was able to upload the tool online, convert everything to MP4s, and then manually upload to Blackboard for every student, but it took me no more than an hour to do this for every student. There's about 80 students in the class, and let the students know through a bulk communication on Blackboard that the audio feedback was available to the students, and that on every student file there was the assessment rubrics and this audio feedback for them. And we'd use the rubric system on Blackboard. And generally the viewpoint feedback from the students was positive of receiving this new style of feedback. And this was done with the first year students. And say reflections on that experience was more that the fact that my colleague's style of feedback changed into something that was more about helping the students to move forward on something that was very summative feedback, but highlighting areas where they could take this forward into their second year. So not treating it as an end point assessment, but actually providing that constructive criticality, but enabling the students to be able to help themselves moving forward. So a very positive experience, and enabled us to turn this assessment around very, very quickly and get it to the students within, you know, the 3-week time frame. We were actually, you know, it's considerably less. So it was just a question of coordinating diaries and making it happen. So even now, after 12 years of using audio feedback, I'm still finding new methods for using audio feedback to enhance the student's experience, which I think is a positive step going forward. So yes, I will continue to use audio feedback, and I'll continue to innovate in finding new audio feedback methods that help the students to inform and improve their learning.